Good morning. It is time for our regular visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on the markets again here on this Friday morning. Roy, good to have you on the program here again. And we're watching the markets, and a milestone occurred in the middle of the week. Tell us a little bit about that first of all, Roy.
Well, I watched the cash soybean market here locally, and we had the high for the move on Wednesday with cash soybeans here at the Midwest Co-op at $10.10 a bushel, and they'd been over $10 a couple times earlier and didn't stay there very long. And sure enough, then yesterday, we saw the market take away quite a bit of what they gained on Wednesday, actually dropped off 38 cents a bushel in one day. So it it's a volatile time of the year, and we're getting the volatility.
As far as the cash price goes, Roy, did the basis change at all? Did it tighten up that might enhance those futures moves?
It did tighten up until Wednesday, and then with the big drop yesterday, why it widened out again a little bit. So, we got a move in the basis that we would have expected. It didn't move as much. It hasn't moved as much this year as it does in most years. But with the weakness in the market yesterday, we also saw weakness in the basis.
You made the comment that the basis hasn't moved as much as in years past. Why do you think that is? Is it continued demand, or what's going on?
Well, I think it must be continued demand. And, the futures have moved up more this year than what we usually get. In fact, a lot more. And I have my charts here in front of me, but, we had almost $2 a bushel from the low back there in the early part of October until Wednesday. And so the indication of the demand is coming in the futures market more so than it normally does. The high on Wednesday was $1.79 above the low back there on the 5th of October. So maybe we're getting a move in the futures market, so we don't need to move the basis quite as much, I guess is what I'm saying.
Okay, interesting. As far as the futures prices go, Roy, that big sell-off that we saw yesterday, you said it was indicated a 38-cent swing in one day. It's just kind of what happens this time of year, isn't it?
It is, really. We normally get thin trading over the holidays, the last 2 weeks of the year, and here we are. It's 18th of December. In 2 weeks, it's going to be January 1st, and we get sometimes get rebalancing of portfolios and the speculative accounts, and we just don't have as much trading going on right now as we may, let's say, in about 2 or 3 weeks when we get past the first of the year, and so with fewer traders on the floor willing to take positions, a big order can cause the market to move more than it would otherwise.
So how does that change what we do in our marketing plan? Do we just kind of sit tight and wait for it to take care of itself, or what do we do with our marketing plan, Roy?
Well, really, most of the years you just say, well, you're probably going to have anything that you were going to do in the current year, you're probably going to have it done before the 15th of December anyway. And so, basically you sit tight. Now, if you've got sales to make and you get one of those real good up days like we had on Wednesday, well, just because it isn't the right day of the year doesn't mean you don't go ahead and make the sale. I mean, if $10 cash soybeans looks good to you and you got beans to sell, you sure as the world it would be logical to go ahead and sell them, but you also need to kind of be aware of the fact that a lot of years the soybean market will rally right after the first of the year, and so that being the case, I'm not in any big hurry to make big sales, but some incremental sales are certainly justified.
I suppose if we've got those soybeans in storage, we're paying whatever our storage rate is, some of those incremental sales on a rallying day, definitely a good idea, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You're probably paying 4 cents a bushel a month for storage costs, and then you have the interest on $10 soybeans on top of that. So just figuring the interest on $10 soybeans, you know, every day that goes by, you have to have a little bit higher cash price to end up with the same returns.
Okay, let's kind of wrap things up here this morning, Roy. You said starting in January, we start to see a little bit of the rally. What else does this time of year tell us normally?
Well, usually, you know, if you look at historic charts, you think that the South American crop coming on in March and April would cause weakness in the market in the United States, but that's not what happens. The last few years, as the South American crop has become a bigger and bigger part of world supplies, we've had better prices in the spring. So, you know, I guess I've got some sales made, and I'm not in any hurry to get the rest of them made. And, you know, I just kind of set and see where this market is going to go in the next, the first couple of weeks after New Year's Day.
Very good. For folks that would like to talk to you a little bit more about marketing strategies, putting together that marketing plan, several ways to do that.
Roy at SoyRoy.com, my email address, SoyRoy.com, my website, and I will be at the ARDC Saunders County Marketing Meeting on Wednesday morning, December 23rd, for anybody that's interested in the area where they can drive to the ARDC at Mead. It will begin at 7:45 a.m. with breakfast.
Well, very good. Thanks for the insight, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on the markets at KTIC.